Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But if you're 5-6,
but what would you rather do?
Even if you get that 6-6, you still have to pay the price for...
No, but what I'm saying is, like, 707 says, doesn't seem like any of those... it says none of those guys scare anyone anymore. I thought he said don't care anymore. I mean, look, if a one game, missing one game gets Williams, Bosa, and Purdy healthy, then you got to bite the bullet and they've got to miss a game.
Yeah, but this was an opportunity to put your ring in the hat of maybe getting it as the last wild card, because that's what Green Bay is now. And you still can lay an L on them, but if you're doing it or trying to do it without everything that you're about, I mean, my goodness. And again, Steiny, I think this Bosa injury, you didn't ask me, is a couple weeks. But Trent Williams, I mean, poor Brandon Allen, if you go out there without him.
From what Carter also relayed to us, it does appear as if Brandon Allen is taking first-team reps at quarterback.
Are you sure it's not Dobbsy? Dobbsy! Jordan Love is the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. And
turnover machine.
He's still thinking about last year's divisional loss to the Niners.
Yeah, no, I think just ending the season, you know, getting to the playoffs and, getting knocked out by the 49ers. I mean, whoever it would have been, you know, that game is definitely going to sit with you. And, that's what you got to, kind of just sit with all offseason, is going back, watching the game, kind of trying to see what you could have been better, what you could have done differently in that game. So it definitely sits with you through the offseason and obviously move on. But just knowing that that's the team that knocked us out, we're definitely hungry for this game.
And that's what's become apparent to me. And you could say guru, recency, bias, you're the captain, but the Niners have owned Green Bay in the playoffs in the regular season. And my point, partner, is now that you're wounded or maybe you're down and teams smell blood like Green Bay, they want to embarrass you.
Well, they also know they can beat you now.
And that's...
I think last year and years previous, opposing teams didn't think for sure they could beat the Niners. They thought, we play a great game, we might be able to beat them. Now it's like, we can beat the Niners. Richard Sherman, former Seahawk, former 49er. Here's what he wants to see from them on Sunday, and I don't think he cares who plays. It's about how they play.
How much y'all want it? Like, if y'all want to go home in January, let's go home, start to pack up, book our vacations, and call it a year. But if y'all serious about being championship team, then you got to show it. You can't wait for guys to make a play. You can't wait for guys to show up and save you. Every single person, 53 guys, have to think the game is on them. It's on your performance. And not, oh man, I wonder if Christian's going to play well today and we're going to win. No. You have to be the star. You have to take responsibility. You can't depend on anybody else. Everybody has to play with that sense of urgency. The rent is god dang due. The rents due. You got to play like the rents do. And if you're not playing like the rents do, you're getting evicted and we're going home. So if you don't care about going home and you don't care about winning championship, fold it in. But I don't think they got those guys. I don't think they got guys that's going to fold it in. So you need to play like the rents do.
That's a four.
That is a five. Play like the rent is due. But Steiny, if it's the backup,
he can still play like the rents do.
Yeah.
I do think one of the problems the 49ers have had this year is they're just, I think they're convincing themselves they're playing as hard as they have in the past, but they're not really playing as hard as they have in the past. But sometimes, you know, you're a championship level team, and you start out the season thinking, you know, these first 4 or 5 weeks we gotta get through, and we gotta punch the clock, and then all of a sudden you lose some, and now you don't know where your point of reference is, and you kind of lose sight of just how tough it is to win, and you're not, and now there's not going to be any more easy wins. There's just not, and it has nothing to do with the opponent, because all opponents now, I think, feel like they can take a shot at the Niners.
Man.
And we'll see what happens Sunday, but
and I know
it doesn't look good.
You're going to say this, and you've said it to me. Oh, Guru, everybody has injuries. I get that. It's real. It's across the board in sports, but we thought you were hoping the Niners situation in regard to injuries would get better. Partner, it's getting worse. And now your starting QB looks doubtful. I'll give you that. That's a Guru bomb. He looks doubtful. Wow.
Well, and this season has been a macrocosm of a lot of games, the way I look at it. And that is, you had some people banged up, but you still had an opportunity to win games. You didn't, and now you are hit hard by injury for a game or two, and you don't have the luxury of getting beat right now because you're 5-5.
Man.
All right, let's have a little fun.
Yeah.
And
this is where I clean up.
Go to my main man, Evan Giddings. We will play a game we play called Know Your Foe. And Evan Giddings comes up with a little quiz for Guru and I about the opponent that it's the 49ers are playing. And we find out how much Guru and I know or don't know about the Green Bay Packers, the city of Green Bay, the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Take it away, Evan Giddings.
All right, guys. So obviously the Green Bay Packers are a storied franchise. I believe the only publicly owned sports franchise in the American grounds. However, we're going to start with a couple layups. Then we'll get into some of the wider geographic, artsy, political realms that we'd love to dive into. First and foremost, which Green Bay Packers player, I have to reiterate this, you cannot say the answer until I am done speaking. We got a lot of jumped guns.
Okay.
All right, guys. Which Packers player was nicknamed the Minister of Defense?
Reggie White.
Wow, that one was actually pretty close. We're going to go halvesies on that.
I think I got it.
I actually think Goo might have had it first.
I heard him first, but you guys finished the same time.
I'm quicker than him.
Phrasing. All right. Now, the Green Bay Packers won Super Bowls 1 and 2. Who was the starting quarterback of both Super Bowls?
Bart Starr.
See, he jumped in early there.
Yeah, I think that was Steinies. We're going to go 1-1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry about that, Kim.
Wow.
What year did the Packers join the American Professional Football Association? I'll give you a hint.
I don't need a hint. 1954.
Oh. I was going to say it's in the 1920s, but...
1922.
21.
Damn!
Jeez, they've been playing football that long, huh?
However, back to the 50s we go. The Green Bay Packers were one of the first teams to introduce cheerleaders to the NFL. Do you know the nickname of the Green Bay Packer cheerleaders? It was a famous television.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Show.
Oh.
Or same name as a famous television show.
I was going to say the Cheez-Its, but...
I would have come with the Packerettes, but...
The Golden Girls.
Oh, wow. Shout out, Marge.
Okay.
Yeah.
One last one from the football side before we come back later. To whom did Brett Favre complete his first career pass?
Russ Francis.
I'll say McDaniel.
Brett Favre completed his first career
MacArthur
pass.
Lane.
Sterling Sharp.
To Brett Favre.
Oh, wow.
That's a trick question.
Yeah, no
sorry
doubt.
About that,
yeah.
Guys.
So his first pass was batted, and he caught it.
Yeah.
At that point, he led the league in passing and receiving.
Look at my
man.
He
did.
All right.
Do you guys, this is a random one. Do you guys know what team Brett Favre was drafted by?
Atlanta
Falcons.
Another hat. You guys are on top of the same ones.
I feel like I'm winning.
Well, let's get out of the football realm there. What is the state capital?
Madison.
Of Wisconsin.
That's right.
Madison.
It's Madison. But he's breaking rules left and right.
I know. I know.
He said, what is the capital of Wisconsin? I said Madison.
You jumped in before.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't say
you jumped
Wisconsin.
In after capital.
That's my rapping days.
What is Wisconsin's nickname?
Oh, I got it.
America's Dairyland.
The Badger State. Look at go.
The Badger State.
I want that.
Oh, boy.
Look at him.
Steiny. Which Great Lake borders Wisconsin?
Lake Michigan. Thank you.
I still got that.
And which river forms the border between Wisconsin and Minnesota? I've had the pleasure of river rafting down this river and tubing. It's quite nice.
Go ahead, guess first. Good.
Especially in the summer.
What do you mean guess?
To the water that Mark Willard drinks.
It's clearly not the Mississippi.
That's what I was going to say.
No, that's the only thing I got.
And what a lot of people drink, sparkling water. It's kind of a hint.
The Evian River.
Close. Oh, my gosh. The St. Croix.
I could have been here all day.
Yeah. Willard drinks a lot of LaCroix.
Yeah.
All right. And then finally, what is Wisconsin famous for producing? It's a product.
Cheese.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
Hence the cheese head.
I like my performance, E.
You know what? That was one of your better ones. It was. I. How'd you know Madison?
Wisconsin, the Badgers.
Hey, Goo.
Why wouldn't you have said Milwaukee?
Because
I knew it wasn't Milwaukee.
Well, this one's
what
more
about
for
Racine?
Goo.
All right, hold on. Let me. He trying to give me extra credit.
Yeah, an extra credit one. Which year was the famous Ice Bowl between the Green Bay Packers and the Dallas Cowboys?
1967.
That's correct.
Give it to me! That is right! You're the wrong man!
I think Goo got this one.
Man!
Feels like you guys were in cahoots.
Now, that would be, I was cheating.
No, cahoots. It's not quite cheating.
I did that once with Jeopardy and Nash Solomon. He gave me the answers.
That's great. What did Dibley text you?
You are on fire, but he said, what about the owners?
What do you think he meant by that?
When you said it was the Adam Silver, the players, but what hand did the owners
have
in this?
No, he's right.
Evan,
Adam Silver,
I need a cigarette after that. Let's talk about my performance.
Well, first, Steiny's, I think he said something like,
the whole league is just this cosmetic piece of crap.
That's your what's bugging you. He should just hit play and you lay out. 1967, the Ice Bowl.
I knew that.
Let me check my phone.
Do you guys know what the
love.
Temperature was that day?
-1.
Close.
I have no
idea. Damn, why did I even mess up? The Look, perfect game.
-13. I just was curious if you guys knew.
Who's going to be the quarterback next year for the Niners? Sam Darnold or Kirk Cousins?
Shadur.
Who would you want out of those two?
Cousins.
Me too.
Yeah. Don't
you like that?
Because like McCarthy's the young rookie from Michigan. He got hurt in preseason. He's got that gig. He's coming back to that gig.
Boy, don't let Kirk Cousins be acquired by the 49ers.
Really, said and that him, when he left out of here
and
about
him
you.
Win a Super Bowl. Montana Young Cousins.
Woo. What would happen to Purdy, though?
It's been, I'll tell you what, probably be the league's best backup.
Now, you don't go from $60 million possibly to the league's best backup. Stein, he's not going anywhere, I don't believe.
I'm probably with you if I had to make a bet on that.
Now, I know this is easy. Boy, I'm on a high right now. Don't mess it up. Stein, if you had to make the bet, if he's playing, you're betting he's not playing, no. Brock, yeah.
I don't think
Evan, how can you run him out
there? Let's make sure we
the rat on the table is how long does he need to get back?
Yeah, if you're just joining us, Brock Purdy's not on the field right now with the 49er quarterbacks. But that's not the only piece of troubling news. Neither's Nick Bosa, neither's Trent Williams.
Oh, man.
Are you guys at all interested in seeing Brandon Allen starting this football game?
Not this weekend.
And not me,
you know
at
what
all.
I mean?
I don't think he gives you, and he may. I'm more interested in Dobbs because I know he's kind of dynamic. So maybe Brandon will show me goo. This is what I have, but Steiny, I have no...
Well, you know what I really do believe? This is where things can get into a gray area. Let's say Brandon Allen quarterbacks and they get beat. I think there'll be a little tendency to kind of gloss over the problems, the overarching problems that this team has had, and it'll just be chalked up to injury. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I guess I should frame it better. Are you interested in seeing one of the backup quarterbacks quarterback this offense just to see if it looks largely different?
Not this weekend. I would much rather...
Because of the implications?
Yes, I would much rather see the 49ers go into that game as healthy as possible, knowing it's a big boy game, because if Purdy plays and Bosa plays and Williams plays and McCaffrey's in his third game back... And Jennings is off injury for 2 or 3 weeks. You know, he's been healthy. Then you lose that game, you can start really saying, we've got issues to address. But if Bosa doesn't play and Williams doesn't play and Allen doesn't play, I think there's less of a likelihood to treat what's going on as serious.
But I'll say this to that, and I'm being greedy, Evan. Steiny's right, but we're going to still get that regardless. So I do want to see if somehow, Steiny, this offense is more functional and maybe he's getting rid of the ball quicker, whoever's under center, Brandon Allen, and we'll be able to notice and come in here like, oh, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, what? Wow, he's good?
Or maybe it wasn't all the O-line. Because Cosell said, and a lot of us have said, Purdy just isn't, he left some meat on the bone, some plays. What if Allen comes in, hadn't been hit, and is delivering? We'll be able to come in here, not that he's better.
Okay, then what?
Then
they win the game and Purdy's healthy.
I believe we become closer on finding out if Brock is really in his own head. That's what I'm looking forward to, E.